Hello, my name is Al from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Oh, I'll be there. I will be there to vote, yes.
Okay. So, pretty certain to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Will you please tell me your age?
70.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describe people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction now?
In Florida?
Yes.
In just Florida?
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
I think it's in the right direction.
Okay. In thinking about elections for Congress, will you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican
candidate? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a strict Republican.
Okay. Definitely Republican. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people in our
Republican.
Thank you. I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, or somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republicans? You mean
yes.
Trump? Very favorably.
MAGA Republicans. Okay. Very favorable. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
About Thomas Kalfox.
I don't know him.
Okay. About Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
About Kamala Harris.
Not favorable at all.
So very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable, yes.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. About Project 2025?
I don't know anything about it.
Thank you. About Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. About Darren Soto.
Don't know him.
Okay. Last one, Democrats in Congress.
A very unfavorable.
Thank you. In thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district,
do you strongly
approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? You don't know it? Is that
I
right?
I don't know him.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, Republican, Debbie McCarthy, Powell, the Democrat, which one will you vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. And if the election for the United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Kalfox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably the Republican. I don't know him, but
I'm sure he has values that I align with.
Okay. Thomas Salifux, thank you. As you may know, there will also be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one is Colonel Thomas Salifux. Is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Salifux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Salifux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Next one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works.
But I don't live in Central Florida, so that's not going to be my part of my mind to vote. So
I'm just reading this verbatim, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I'm just reading this verbatim. Now, Congresswoman, he worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Salifux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay.
First one. Is that the first one?
First one was Thomas.
Okay, and Thomas is who I'm going to vote for.
Thank you. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read your list. Just let me know one. First one is improving I-4 in traffic congestion in Central Florida, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making health care affordable for working families, securing our border, protection of abortion rights, making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, promoting traditional values in schools, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or bringing down rent prices.
Securing the border.
Thank you so much. Give me a sec. The border. Okay. Gotcha. Now, and which is the next most important issue from the list I gave you?
Inflation.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we're almost done here. We're about 60%. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Would it be convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws baked by sheriff and has brought...
You know what? I'm not going to answer any more questions because I don't know these people because they're in Central Florida and I don't live in Central Florida. So I'm going to just finish the thing now. So
we will
thank
love
you for calling.
Your opinion,
bye.
Ma'am. Your opinion is very important for us. Let's try to finish this call now to avoid future calls.